Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Yasmin?
This is she.
Hi, Yasmin. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yasmin, I was giving you a call because I wanted to know if you got the text message that I had sent you with
yes.
The requirements. Perfect. Now, I did see that you completed your application, and I went ahead and saved it over your file. Can you send me the pictures of your ID?
My ID, well, I'm not home right now, but I don't have a PA state ID anymore. I only have my Baltimore ID, which is still valid. It just doesn't have my address on it.
That's fine. You can send that over if I can just get it. It's up to date, right?
Yes, it doesn't expire. I think until next year.
Okay, that's perfect. That's fine. Just send me a picture of the front and the back, and then a picture of your Social Security card.
Okay. I can do that. Okay.
All right. And then when you have some time, you need to find a 2-year residency proof. So that would be like an old pay stub, a utility bill, a bank statement. It needs to have your name on it, a pencil-made address, and then it has to be dated from 2023 or older.
I don't know if I have anything from back then, because I was homeless around that time.
Were you in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, but I wasn't getting mail or anything, and I wasn't working back then.
Do you maybe happen to have anything? It could be even like any sort of receipts or...
I can try to...
Were you like in a shelter or something?
No, I was on the street.
So what we're probably going to have to do is we're going to have to schedule you an appointment to get your fingerprints taken. Okay?
Okay. How do I do that?
So let me just see. I can schedule your appointment now. Give me 1 second.
Actually, what I have a custody agreement from 2021. Is that fine? That has my name and my address on it.
Yeah, that would be fine. And I can see the date.
Okay, yeah, I got that then.
Okay, so send me a picture of that, and that would be sufficient for the
residency
proof. And then have you gotten your TB test done?
Yes, I got my TB test done 2 times when I had 4 years. I had to. Before I was allowed to start the job I have now.
Was it within this year or last year?
It was earlier this year because I started in February, so that was back in January when I got that done.
Perfect. So send me a picture of the results when you have them, okay?
I can see if my employer still has them or not because I don't have them anymore. I just went to Patient First, and they didn't take blood. It was like under the skin, and they just waited until I think I had to wait like 3 days, and if it was like some type of bump or something, then I failed, but I didn't develop anything on both arms, so they were just like, you know, you're good.
They can give you a copy of it. You can also just call the clinic directly.
Okay, I can do that then.
Yeah, and they should have a record of your results and then try to see if they can either send it to you via email or if they want to fax it over to us, then I can send them that.
Okay.
All right, I'll send you a text with our clients.
Okay.
All right, yes. Perfect. So then when you get a moment, just complete the rest of the links that I sent you. If you have any questions, give me a call to my direct line, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jasmine. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.